is Wade Ranthke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Some estimates indicate that a mere 10% of all plastics are recycled every year. The UN classifies Yemen as the world's worst humanitarian crisis. Two-thirds of the nation's 29 million people rely on international aid. Government Accounting Office has issued a report saying that Customs and Border Protection, the agency responsible for Trump's wall, did not consider the cost of building along each segment of the border, which can vary depending on topography and land ownership, potentially leading to waste and cost of many billions of dollars more than earlier estimated. Recent studies found that a few weeks of inactivity could leave us less well, perhaps for a prolonged period of time, with health consequences increasing with age. In Hong Kong, almost half the population lives in government-provided housing. Overall, women make up about 15% of the military's 1.3 million active duty troops. Studies have found that increased legal migration has led to higher, not lower wages, greater, not lower productivity in the U.S., and somewhat lower prices for some goods and services. The number of bank branches in the U.S. has fallen to less than 90,000 in 2017 from a peak of around 100,000 in June 2009, according to the FDIC. An analysis of 10,000 families across the U.S. showed that boys earned an average of $13.80 each week in allowances compared to only $6.71 earned by girls. Just 4% of the nation's doctors are black, despite being 13% of the population of the U.S. Studies have found that black men are more likely to agree to various medical tests if suggested by black doctors. More than a half dozen states have sued schools over inadequate funding, segregation, and literacy. Researchers find that consumers seeking the phrase privacy policy, believe a company is protecting their privacy, which is not the case. Some are arguing the FTC should restrict use of the phrase to only companies' websites and apps that actually do not sell information or collect everything. 28 states have anti-SLAPP statutes, which stands for Strategic Lawsuit Against Public Participation. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action on issues that demand action. This is Wade Ranthke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.